A few hours ago, the WhatsApps started popping up on the screen about a ramming attack against several soldiers between Gush Etzion and Hebron. We're talking about 15 minutes from here. The reports said that two of the soldiers were lightly wounded and one of them was moderately wounded. They were all taken to the hospital. The terrorist was shot and eliminated. He is reported to have been a nurse at a hospital in Bethlehem. He lived in the Arab terrorist village of Dehesha, which is also not too far outside of Bethlehem, going south towards Hebron. This is a place where we don't see too often because it's on the part of the road that's now blocked off to Israelis. There's a bypass that goes around Dehesha. In the days when the street was open there, before there was a bypass, Dehesha was known infamously as a hotbed of terrorists. They threw rocks, fire bombs, and really enjoyed attacking Israelis. Today, one of them tried to kill some soldiers who were on the patrolling on the road between Hebron and Gush Etzion. About an hour ago, I found out that the soldier who had been moderately wounded is the son of a neighbor of ours, a fellow who grew up here in Hebron. It's a close friend. One of my sons, both about the same age. It's really scary when you hear something like that. Thankfully, he's gone through tests and MRI, and there was no serious damage done, and hopefully he'll be released from the hospital today, and he'll be able to come back home. But these are the kinds of issues that we have to deal with here still today, despite the what seems to be quiet here. Quiet is, of course, relative to where you live in the world and what's going on around you. But sometimes the idea of quiet is really illusionary, because you can see how quickly things can just blow up and how close to home they can get. I think that one of the best reactions today of the Israeli military would be to close down Dehesha. They should take all of the Arabs that live there and send them across the border. They can take them down to Gaza, or they can send them up into Lebanon, or they can send them over to Jordan, or they can put them in a boat and let them just float around on the Mediterranean. But they certainly should not stay here because they endanger the safety and well-being of both soldiers and civilians, as we saw today. I hope and pray that we won't see any more soldiers injured or anything worse than that. But of course, we know that there are people out there who will go to no means. They have no limits to their efforts to try to kill Israelis and to try to destroy the state of Israel. So we'll just have to do whatever is necessary. That is, the state of Israel has to do anything and everything that's necessary in order to try to prevent these kinds of murderous attacks, which sometimes you find are hitting right next door.